This lesson is titled Toll Science Edit. Resample a subsign workflow from scratch in Ableton Live 12 using macro controls creatively. I'm going to walk you through everything from building a monolocked subsign to mapping expressive macros, resampling multiple takes and preparing them to sit with your drums. Follow along step by step and keep your project tidy. This is an advanced groove lesson, so small decisions matter. Overview: start by setting your tempo to a DNB range. 172 to 176 BPM is typical. Have a basic drum loop or a one-bar kick/snare pattern playing so you can judge groove as you build. Create a new MIDI track and name it Subsign Rack. We'll build a pure, phase-safe sub. Create three parallel processing chains. Map macros to shape, rhythm, and timbre, and resample controlled variations into audio clips you can arrange. But you'll build a mono subsign instrument from scratch using Operator, an instrument rack with three parallel chains, clean low, grit-driven slash filtered, and resample texture pitched slash harmonic. Macro controls that drive rhythmic LFO gating, harmonic punch, and grit. A disciplined resampling workflow using Ableton's resampling input to capture multiple, consistent takes. Step-by-step walkthrough. Preparation 1. New live set. Set BPM to 172-176. Confirm master output routing and your drum loop is playing. 2. Create a new MIDI track CMD/Ctrl+Shift+T and rename it Subsign Rack. Create the raw subsign 3. Drop operator into the track. Initialize it so only oscillator A is active. Set Oscar to a pure sign. Choose octave -1 or -2 depending on how much low end you want. -2 for very deep club subs. Tune to your root note, for example C1 or C0. 4. Set the amp envelope for a steady sustain. Attack 0 ms. Decay around 1040 ms. Sustain 0.8 1.0. Release 1030 ms. This gives a continuous, tight sub. 5. Add a utility after operator and set width to 0% to mono the sub. This keeps the low-end phase safe. Build the instrument rack and parallel chain 6. Drag an instrument rack onto the track and place operator in the first chain. Duplicate that chain twice so you have three parallel chains. Chain A equals clean. Chain B equals grit. Chain C equals resample texture. Rename them accordingly. Process chain A. Clean low 7. Keep operator simple in chain A. Add EQ 8 and use a low shelf or bell to gently boost the fundamental around 4080 Hz by a dB or 2. Optionally add light compression for glue. No saturation here. This chain is your reliable sub foundation. Process chain B. Grit and movement 8. On chain B place, auto filter low pass 24 dB after operator to sculpt sweeps and movements. Add saturator after the filter for drive, then EQ 8 to tame unwanted highs. Optionally add redux for subtle bit reduction. 9. Add live 12 LFO device after the saturator. Sync it to tempo and set to a rhythmic division. 1/8 or 1/16 start points work well. Use a saw, triangle or square and keep the LFO amount small at first. Route the LFO to modulate auto filter cutoff for another target to create gated movement. Process chain C. Pitched slash texture 10. Chain C is for harmonic texture. Add a second operator or transpose this chain up an octave to generate harmonics. Follow with a short delay or grain delay for texture. High pass at around 90-120 Hz using EQ 8, so this chain doesn't muddy the fundamental. Map macro controls creatively 11. Open macro map mode and map parameters to macros. Macro 1, global cutoff. Map auto filter cutoff chain B and an EQ frequency on chain with ranges chosen so the macro bounces clean vs open. Macro 2. Grit amount. Map saturator drive and redux wet slash bits. Range from clean to heavy grit. Macro 3. Rhythm depth. Map the LFO amount and a small range of LFO rate or filter sync division. Macro 4. Texture mix. Map chain C volume and optional pitch transpose. Macro 5 optional. Wet width. Map utility width for higher harmonics if you want stereo spread above the sub. 12. Set macro min/max ranges carefully. Right-click macros and define ranges. Example, filter on clean chain min 30 Hz, max 150 Hz. Drive 0 to -70. Keep pitch transpose ranges narrow. Half to 2 semitones is musical without losing the low end. Optional chain crossfading 13. Use chain volumes or the chain selector and map that selector to a macro so you can sweep dominance between clean, grit and texture during resampling. Groove and micro timing 14. Open the groove pool and extract the groove from your drum loop. or load a DNB groove preset. Apply the groove to the sub's MIDI or later to audio. For tight locking, micro-adjust the attack timing a few milliseconds with clip start offset or track delay to see how the sub locks to kick and snare. Resampling setup 15. Create a new audio track named Sub Resample. Set its input to resampling in the i/o chooser. Arm the track for recording and set monitor off or auto as needed. 16. In session view, set your subsign MIDI clip loop length. 1 or 2 bars is a good choice. Prepare empty clip slots on the sub resample track and set global quantize to 1 bar for consistent punches. Resample takes while controlling macro 17. Launch your subsign loop while it plays. Record different macro states, static takes, set macro positions, hit record on the armed resample track, and capture 1 or more bars. Automated takes. Draw macro automation in the MIDI clip envelope device, right arrow macro and record, while that automation plays. 18. Capture many short takes. Total science style edits thrive on variety. Aim for 8-16 1-bar shots with different macro positions or automated curves. Name and color them for organization. Post-resample processing 19. Consolidate best takes and normalize clip gain if needed. Avoid warping subs. Warp off is ideal. If you must use warp, pick complex or complex pro and check phase. 20. Use EQ8 to remove anything below around 2830 Hz if unnecessary. Check mono with utility. Add sidechain compression key to the kick for glue. Try a 3:1 ratio with a fast release. And experiment with attack and release until it breathes naturally. Apply groove to resampled clips 21. Drop your chosen groove onto the resampled audio clip from the groove pool. Commit the groove to bake timing if you want that timing fixed, or leave it assigned for later adjustment. Quick macro combos to try: combo A, macro 1 slightly open, macro 2 medium drive, macro 3 slow LFO, warm sweep with gentle rhythm. Combo B, macro 1 closed, macro 2 high drive, macro 3 at 1/16, choppy gated hit for edits. Combo C, macro 4 up, macro 1 medium, macro 2 low, harmonic rich texture to layer. Common mistakes to avoid: mapping macros to extreme ranges. Set sane min/max to prevent unusable, facey results. Forgetting to mono the low end. Always utility width 0% on the clean chain. Warping low frequency resamples with the wrong warp mode. It kills sub integrity. Overmapping conflicting parameters to one macro. Keep mappings musical and limited. Resampling without quantized timing. Takes will be inconsistent. Not checking clipping when adding saturation. Manage gain staging. Pro tips: use small pitch transpose ranges. Half step shifts often do the trick. After resampling, use an audio effect rack with chain selector for quick a/bs. Clean, heavy sat, chopped. Freeze and flatten can be faster than manual resampling for quick auditioning. Record very short bursts, 1/4 or 1/2 bar, with macro automation, and then slice and rearrange for distinctive edits. Sidechain with a fast release 2060ms for rhythmic breathing rather than full ducking. Automate chain volume and low shelf EQ for smoother morphs between states. May practice exercise: produce 8 1-bar resampled variations. 1. Build the subsign rack with 3 chains and the macro mappings we discussed. 2. Set a 1-bar looping MIDI clip that holds a sustained note. 3. Create a simple automation clip across 8 bars with different macro positions for bars 1-8, as described. 4. Arm the sub resample track and record the automation playthrough. Stop after 8 bars and slice the resulting audio into 8 1-bar clips. 5. Apply an extracted groove to each clip and commit one clip to compare before and after. 6. Pick 2 best clips and place them under your drums as alternates. Recap: you've built a monolocked subsign and operator, created a 3-chain instrument rack, mapped expressive macros, and used a disciplined resampling workflow to capture total science style edits. Keep macro ranges musical, keep the low end mono. Avoid warping subs, and use the groove pool and sidechain compression to glue your resampled clips to the drums. Treat the instrument rack as a live instrument and resampling as performance capture. That's how you build a usable library of groovy subsign edits. Final reminders: name your takes, keep headroom, test on multiple systems, and always high-pass textured layers above the sub. Archive your instrument rack presets and macro range settings so you can recreate or iterate quickly. That's the complete workflow. Total Science Edit. Resample a subsign workflow from scratch in Ableton Live 12 using macro controls creatively. Now open Live, build the rack, and start recording your first batch of one-shot subs.